Can you talk a little bit about these business entities? Because obviously we can't go into great depth about all these different structures, but give us a sort of map of the terrain here.
Right. And this is something that's critical that we do regardless. Anytime, if I'm talking for 10 minutes or 10 hours, I always cover this point right here because it's that important. And what I mean is that if you are going to be in business for yourself, you've got a few options. And by options, I mean options on how you're going to structure yourself. Basically, these are your options. You've got a sole proprietorship, you've got a general partnership, you've got a limited partnership, you've got a limited liability company, and then you've got a corporation. Now, under corporations, they could be, whether it's a C corporation or an S corporation, the difference is really in how it's taxed. So I'm not going to talk about the key distinctions here, but I'll talk about those five key areas, really. Now, when we think back to how we started, and we said there are three things that can destroy us, and that's lawsuits, income taxes, and death taxes. Since we're talking about asset protection, let's talk right now about those lawsuits. Of all of the different structures that we've talked about right here, the two that give us the absolute least protection are the sole proprietorship and the general partnership. Well, what I find especially telling is if you look at which ones of the five that I mentioned that are the most popular, sole proprietorship and general partnership. And I want to touch on something real quick. Personally, I believe that sole proprietorships and general partnerships should be outlawed. So one thing that I would implore people to do when you're working through your workbook, make sure that you scratch off sole proprietor and general partner. That is not anything that you want to be. That's not anything you want to do because you have zero liability protection.
Would that be even the case if you're, for example, a solo freelance graphic artist or a solo consultant or accountant?
Absolutely. And you look at these, for instance, because I'm glad you mentioned those points, because a lot of times people say, no, I can see why you'd want to do that with real estate, because real estate, you know, somebody can slip and fall on your property. If I'm a graphic artist, chances are nobody's going to slip and fall on one of my designs. Well, what happens is that somebody could file a lawsuit saying that you infringed upon a copyright, that you copied something that they did earlier, and now they sue you. And the challenge that you have there is that, well, okay, I guess a lawsuit won't really work unless I've done something wrong. Well, that's what happens all too often. People say, well, if I don't do anything wrong, I'm not going to get sued. Well, there are people all the time, every single day, who are sued for things that they didn't do, things they didn't even think about, and their financial pictures are altered horribly because they thought it couldn't happen to me. So definitely, regardless of what you're involved in. You know, I've had stock market traders. One of the things that I've done is I've worked quite a bit with people who are actively involved in the stock market, say day traders, for instance. And they say, okay, well, I understand the real estate. I understand maybe having my own small business, but I'm a day trader. Chances are somebody's not going to come to my office and slip on a stock certificate. Well, you still need that protection, because when you're out driving your vehicle, when you're out there, you know, maybe you're not living in your house all the time doing the day trades, sometimes you're going to have to get out. And then if you're online, there may be some things that come about just by inherent with being online, being on the internet, different things that can arise that people have no idea how dangerous it can be to go out there with no protection whatsoever.